Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Carl Warwick. Batting second. The left fielder, Al Spangler. Batting third. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Larker. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roman Mahias. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Aspromonte. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hal Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bob Lillis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Johnson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Ken Johnson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burkell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick strikes out. 1 out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Smith and he is safe. Brock steals second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis misplays the ball. That's an error on Lillis. Brock scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards short. Lillis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Larker hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Mahias takes first base on ball 4. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Aspromonte bunts towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mahias moves to second. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Buell, and towards Hubbs, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Mahias moves to third. Aspromonte moves to second. 2 outs. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is walked intentionally. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Larker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bertel strikes out. Smith drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bertel out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Warwick is 0 for 1 in the game. Warwick hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Williams throws the ball into Hubs, who tags Warwick, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Spangler, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler is 0 for 1 in the game. Spangler hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Temple is 0 for 1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buell is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Hubs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Larker is 0 for 1 in the game. Larker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mahias is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Santo, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks moves to second. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lillis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson bunts towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Warwick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Buell is 0 for 1 in the game. Buell bunts towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple misplays the ball. That's an error on Temple. Bertel moves to second. Ken Hubs is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hubs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. Bertel moves to third. Two outs. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hubs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Mahia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Temple is 0 for 2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to second. One out. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Larker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Spangler moves to third. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mahias is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mahias hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rogers is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Lillis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Lillis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman pinch hits for Ken Johnson. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bertel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Buell is 0 for 2 in the game. Buell bunts towards first. Larker fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aspromonte fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Carl Warwick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Warwick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warwick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Spangler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell juggles the ball. That's an error on Buell. Warwick moves to third. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple bunts towards first. Banks scoops it up and throws to first, with Buell covering, for the out. Warwick scores. Spangler moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's Astros, 1, Cubs, 1. Norm Larker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Larker hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mahias is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mahias hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Mahias reaches second base with a double. Spangler scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Astros. Bob Aspromonte batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Aspromonte is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Altman. Aspromonte reaches second base with a double. Mahias scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Astros. Hal Smith is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Smith is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 0-for-3 in the game. Altman strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lillis. Banks moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Rogers is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lillis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Astros will come to bat. Bob Lillis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lillis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Lillis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McMahon bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Hubs covering, double play. Two outs. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Warwick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Warwick hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Lillis now playing second base. J.C. Hartman now playing shortstop. Don Landrum pinch hits for Dick Burkell. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landrum for the out. One out. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Buell. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Will strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs is 0-for-4 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Warwick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.